Okay, the last three songs we heard were about Guy Fawkes. And the first one was the famous 1812 Overture. We know Guy Fawkes from V for Vendetta, and we know that the 1812 Overture is used in that movie. And it's also a very popular song to play on July 4th in the United States with fireworks. So it's being linked again to this Guy Fawkes character. The English people celebrate Guy Fawkes on November 5th. They celebrate the defeat of Guy Fawkes. We're celebrating the independence of the United States. So it's very similar because both celebrations are celebrating a Protestant type of movement, right, against authority. But is that really who Guy Fawkes was? Or was he trying to restore justice, right? Because did the king initiate a land grab? So it depends on who you're talking to, okay? It's too complicated to get into here. But the second song is by Mr. Brown, and it portrays Guy Fawkes in the traditional light. You know, his intent was to blow up the king. By God's providence, he was catched. So the song makes it appear that Guy Fawkes was evil and that God destroyed him. Okay? And then the third song we have is a modern version by the Swedish band Knight, called Gunpowder Treason. So you can see the legacy of Guy Fawkes and how the spin is being reinvented across the globe.